Thank you for choosing Dogwood Plumbing. This is Patrick speaking.
Oh, hi, Patrick. Patrick, it's Paul calling back here from Local Splash. Happy Thursday. How's your day going so far?
Not bad. Just been trying to get things cleaned up.
Gotcha.
How about you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I appreciate you asking. So, you know, we've been emailing a little bit recently, and, of course, you wanted me to give you guys a call at this time.
Uh-huh.
Do either of you have any questions about what we've either spoken about or emailed about?
Let me ask Lacey real quick.
Okay.
Hi, sorry about that. So pretty much, I wanted to ask you kind of what's a realistic expectation and how much, like when we would see an increase in call volume from, you know, from potential customers or leads or anything like that.
Right. So obviously we're doing a lot of, components here. So your website's going to be up and running in about 5 or 7 business days. Your Facebook ads are right after that, basically waiting for your website to be completed. So even as we're getting you Google PIN verified, you can be getting calls from people seeing your website on their Facebook page. So for anyone who's in your service area, and if they've done a search recently for plumber, plumbing contractor, water heater install, or any of the keywords related to any of the services you provide, if they've already done that search on Google, our ads will target and retarget those same exact potential customers, people that we know are in your service area looking for someone who does what you do. So even in that first week, you can start getting phone calls. It doesn't have to be people who have been on Google looking for your services. You'll have Facebook ads running as part of the live stream of people that are in your service area. We can focus on specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods. If they click on it, it costs us like 20 or 22 cents. If they scroll right past it, of course, it does nothing for you or for us. There is $100 of Facebook ads included in that $299 package. Now, Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, so that budget is about 400 clicks in a month. So plenty of opportunities for people to see you and pick up the phone and call you. So, you know, of course, that gets started right away. Everything gets started right away. Verification on Google can take between 5 and 10 business days. So worst case scenario, maybe 14 days. So even as we're working to get you verified, you'll already have the website. You'll already have the Facebook ads. We will have already created the content that will get you on the first page. Once you're verified by Google, it gets indexed. So you'll have things like a Yelp listing, obviously Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. We'll create all the content that Google wants to see, and just like the website that we'll create, that content talks about your services and your service area. So that's what's going to get you on that first page on Google. The time frame for Bing is pretty similar. So the whole point is to get you right where people are looking, whether it's on Google or Bing or on their Facebook page. For someone who needs your services, you'll always be one of those top options. Your website, again, is going to be specific to your business, your services, your service area, your mission statement, motto, slogan, what's unique about your business. Obviously, we would want to use photos related to your business as well. Now, the website's included, no additional cost. That means the initial construction of the site's included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the site is included as well. And if you or Lacey want to make changes to the website, you'll have access to a website editor tool. You can add photos, put in a senior discount, military holiday special, 10% off a specific service, that type of thing. And whether you're making changes to the website or whether we are, there's never any additional cost for that. In fact, there's no additional cost for anything. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So it's just a flat rate. And of course, like I said, you know, many times it's month to month, no contract. You will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, and it updates in very near real time, meaning several times throughout the day the reports update. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for. Now, of course, most of the time you're simply going to get calls directly to you. We will be promoting your phone number on the website that we create, and everything has the click to call feature, so it will be your number that they're calling directly. Now, the website will also have a contact form, so people can fill that out, tell you where they're located, what they want to have done. When they do that, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And Patrick, whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And anything they type into that form also repopulates on your tracking system, on your client dashboard, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, and even who to follow up with.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So, I was able to reduce the cost of the package. Even from the very beginning when we spoke way back in October, I was able to reduce the cost of the package. But, you know, with the idea and intention of getting this going, you know, sooner rather than later, I wanted to see what else I could do. So I did talk to my supervisor, and I was able to waive the entirety of the setup fee, not just $200 off of that setup fee, leaving $99, but waiving the entire setup fee altogether, and then to reduce, it's our friends and family rate, so it's the only thing that I have in my system that's lower than a new business rate. Instead of the $299, it would be $249. And that would be the rate that it starts at and the rate that it stays at. So it would never go up, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. Again, we're not like the, you know, cable company or your phone provider. We're not trying to invent ways to charge you. So it would bill once a month for exactly $249 with the setup fee waived. That would be your initial investment to get things going.
Right. Okay. Honestly, at this point, it sounds like something that we're wanting. Sorry, hold on. Sorry. My son was trying to spray the dog.
Oh. So the next step here would be to schedule your client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our experienced trained technicians will call you or Lacey or both of you, and it's just really basic knowledge questions off the top of your head. You don't even have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but we do want to know, you know, if you've got a mission statement or a slogan and things like that. If you have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, of course. And, of course, we'll talk to you in detail about your services, your service area. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but that helps us get the information that we need to brand your business the way you want your customers to see it. Of course, we'll talk about your website and how you want your website to look and things like that. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. The other thing that I'm required to do, and this is because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification, Patrick. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that, first of all, we are including the website at no additional cost, that we are, in fact, doing a friends and family rate, which means $249 and no setup fee, that it's month-to-month, no contract, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required, however, to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. And give me just one quick second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Patrick. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Dogwood Plumbing.
Okay, you don't want to have the LLC included in the branding of the business. You want that left off of the website, left off of the Google listing, and all the content that we create.
I mean, I'm not real particular on which way we do it. You know, it doesn't bother me whichever one.
Okay, so I mean, for this, I always suggest to leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLCs, but it is a personal preference. The one thing that is important is that it's consistent across the board. So, we'll go with Dogwood Plumbing,
let me look at my business card and see what my business card says.
Yeah.
On my business card, it says, it just says Dogwood Plumbing. So we'll leave it at that.
We'll stick with that. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Patrick Moore, owner, operator.
Okay. And Patrick, as the owner and operator of Dogwood Plumbing, Mr. Moore, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then, Patrick, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Moore, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yep.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Patrick, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely. It'd be either myself or Lacey that would be answering phone calls or calling back or reaching out or anything like that.
And as long as you're responsive when people are trying to contact you, you're going to do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is a month-to-month service. The reason that we ask, well, first of all, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Patrick, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Moore, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being month-to-month, the website included, etc., this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 3rd of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And again, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook paid ads are included at no additional cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven website. That custom website is also included at no cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249, and again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will and no contract. course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Moore, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Patrick, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment of just $249, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what does work best for you, sir?
Do a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Is it your name on the card, first and last, any middle initial or the business name?
Let me go grab it real quick. No. Read it off to you. Me too. Got that one, but my wallet, I don't know where I set that thing. Sorry, hold on a second.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
All right, here I am.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, it has my first name, middle initial, and last name. My middle initial is S.
You said S like Sam, not F like Frank, right?
S like Sam, yep.
Okay. And is the billing address of that card the 241 Cedar Top Lane, 223-630?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And I am ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. 5528.
Mm-hmm.
6963.
Okay.
9227.
Mm-hmm.
4574.
And then the expiration month and year?
12/28.
12/2028, and the last three digits on the back of the card.
412.
412. So I've got 412, 412 on the back. I've got December or 12 of 2028 for the expiration date. And was the card itself 55/28/69/63/92/27/45/74?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation, the support email. If you've got a pen handy, though, I would, in fact, be more than willing to give you that information now.
Oh, I don't have a pen handy right now. So
that's okay. You'll receive the email in a minute or so through our automated system. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day, unless they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they will follow up with you that next business day. You'll also
okay.
receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. By the way, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, I did want to go ahead and schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, like I said, but the call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. I could actually get you in at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, and then this afternoon it looks like there's a 4, 5, and a 6 o'clock. There's at least one spot available for all of those times. Did you want something kind of as soon as possible, a little bit later on, or even towards the very end of the day?
Yeah, that's probably, what did you say, a 5 o'clock and a 6 o'clock?
There's a 5 and a 6, yeah.
This would be a little bit difficult. You said you have a 1 o'clock and what else?
We could do 1 o'clock or 2, and then 4, 5, or 6, just not 3. Basically, every hour from now until 6 o'clock, with the one exception of 3 o'clock.
Okay. You said it takes about how long?
It takes about, 30 minutes or so, give or take, maybe 25 to 35 minutes. It is a one-hour window. The call, like I said, takes about half that time. Usually gets you right at the very beginning of the hour, within a couple of minutes of the beginning of the hour, would get you off the phone, like I said, about a half an hour after that. You don't have to be in front of a computer. You can be driving, working, as long as you can carry on a conversation.
Okay. And What kind of information will you need?
Yeah, it's just kind of like I said, the hours of operation. A lot of it is necessary for us to build out your website, and some of it is not. Like some of it we just need to have on file for everything to be Google compliant. Like, how many years you've been in business, how many employees you have. We'll want to know your hours of operation and things like that. I mean, like I said, it's really just, something that you or Lacey would basically know off the top of your head.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I think if we did 2 o'clock should be all right.
Okay, yep. So we're going to schedule it at 2 o'clock. The call would get to you, like I said, pretty close to 2, get you off the phone pretty close to a half an hour after that. I'll go ahead and send you a calendar invite in just a minute or so here. That calendar invite is really just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. And then at 1 o'clock, an hour prior, our automated system will send you a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 2 o'clock. Now, I did want to do one other thing here, just another layer of protection, another layer of security, in fact, a security question, meaning if you or Lacey or anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Dogwood Plumbing, we may from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And then, Patrick, this is even more important. A week from now, a month from now, or anywhere down the road, if you start getting phone calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, they would need to know both the answer to the question and the question itself unprompted. They would also need to know my name, which of course is Paul Gordon. If they can't give you that information basically immediately, you should not entertain that phone call because it would not be us or Google. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, of course that wouldn't be us and they would not know that information. Like I said, the voice verification was recorded and attached to your account for your protection. It clearly states that it only bills on the third of the month and only for exactly $249. It would never be a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Patrick, which of those would you want for your security question?
We'll do the city I was born in.
City you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Hampton, Virginia.
Hampton. Okay, perfect. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. So even our technician, when they call you back at 2, will know that information. Now, if I am in between phone calls, and I certainly will try to be, if I'm in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. I'll try to keep my line open, but sometimes I get an inbound call I wasn't expecting, or sometimes I was on a call that started a lot prior to that, and I'm still on it. But I'll see if I can. I will certainly try to be available when our technician makes that phone call. They'll take really good care of you either way. Now, our system did send out several emails just now. One action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You don't have to open that up just yet. but it doesn't have to be everything on there. The list kind of gets maybe a little overwhelming, like all of those things, and you might not have everything. But that list is just to help us kind of tick as many boxes as we can to expedite the process of letting Google know that you are an active, legitimate company in the local area. So if you can send us photos of any tools or equipment, the work vehicle, if you've got, you know, a business card, which you obviously have, you just checked it in this phone call, send us a picture of that too. Obviously, there's no physical workplace. You go to the customer. Google's fine with where you park your work vehicle when you're not working. That one's okay. You got a welcome email. That has our client support information. Most of our emails do. It also does have your login credentials for your tracking system. And your tracking system might be up, well, probably not today, but I would think before the end of the week. We do have to do your client interview first, and then you'll get confirmation that your tracking system is active. You can try it any time prior to that. You just might get a message saying we're still trying to set everything up. Now, your username's in our system the same way, and you can't change it. It's the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but it's just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So it's obviously designed to be both easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So your username will always be 540-497-3174. Your default password looks like MAPSOCIAL, all lowercase, no space, MAPSOCIAL. You can change your password at any time. The one email that I did want you to open up, though, is the other one, the one that says local / initial invoice. If you open that one up, it's going to say something like, hello, Patrick, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that one?
Yep.
Okay. Click on the two words, click here. They are hyperlinked to our Local Splash Terms of Experience. It will take you to everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, beginning with the services that we'll be providing. Google Business Profile is the first one. Now, I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable, but Google will obviously be our main focus simply because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. Although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google, and we definitely do want you to get those phone calls and opportunities, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary for that first page placement. We are doing the Facebook ads and, of course, that website for you as well. Now, you'll see there's a few boxes there. We do want you to click on all of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages from us, the other that you certify you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and then the other one saying that you understand that the payments are automatic and recurring. Once you click the three boxes, you do see that longer box with the arrow pointing towards it. That's where you either copy and paste or type in your name. It is case sensitive most of the time, so meaning please do capitalize the P, S, and the M. No period, though, after the middle initial. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field, but once you have an exact match of your name, click the confirm signature box. It's the orangish colored longer box, and if you are on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for that box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But clicking on it does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're doing officially that $249, which is our friends and family rate, that we've waived the setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It will also allow us to make sure we get the process of PIN verification expedited, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it actually takes you to the login screen and asks you to log into your tracking system. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Well, quick question about, because it has on here, on those first three boxes, the I agree I certify. Above that says mobile phone, has my personal cell phone number on there. Now, I don't mind using my personal cell phone as long as it's only stuff related to Local Splash that I be getting text messages.
Correct.
From.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
We have that as the contact number, the best number to reach you. We have the and then there's also the 703-559-9574. That's your number. The number that we're promoting for the business though is 540-497-3174, correct?
Yeah, and I'm actually going to adjust the 9574 number to 9575.
Okay.
Because actually, you know what? I'll leave it at that one, the 9574. That's Lacey's phone number, and she also has all the authorization to do anything with the business, so. And she monitors her messages more closely than I do. So.
Okay, gotcha. And I've got her as an authorized point of contact.
Okay. All right, everything's been confirmed.
Okay, perfect. Now, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, hopefully I'll be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you. Other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website built, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time. Now, I never do want to assume. I do have Lacey's phone number and her name, L-A-C-I-E. And does she have the same last name?
Yes.
She does. Okay. I'll have her as an authorized point of contact in our system as well, meaning that she can contact us, you can contact us. If we have any issue reaching one of you, we'll try the other one, that kind of thing. Okay?
Yep. Sounds good.
All right. Like I said, hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello to you when our technician calls you at 2 o'clock, and I'll send that email or the calendar invite to your email on file. And again, you don't have to respond to it. I did see a couple of emails. Obviously, you're receiving the one that we have. Your Facebook page has a different email. I've got the one dogwoodplumbing1@gmail.com, but your Facebook page has a different one. I had it in front of me a second ago.
Yeah, Dogwood Plumbing BA.
That's the one. Yeah, exactly.
That's the one that we primarily use for the one Dogwood Plumbing one was kind of like a quick story one. I was trying to.
Okay.
We check both of them.
You do.
But,
so for the emails that we send out to you, the one Dogwood Plumbing one is still a good one?
Yeah, you can send it to that one.
Alrighty. Sounds good. Perfect.
Yep. The ones for customers to see is the Dogwood Plumbing BA.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll make sure that we have that in the notes here for the website. Okay, you're all set and squared away. We'll be calling you back in about an hour and a half or so.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you, Patrick. You take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.